While Sudan has been the main supplier of arms and ammunition in East Africa for decades, the latest report from the Conflict Armament Research Group is worrying. For Claudio Grimizzi, the main expert, it's clear the report proves the weapons are falling into the hands of South Sudanese rebels, but they also end further away in northern Kenya, for instance, and in the Central African Republic.
We've been focusing on South Sudan for a while, but the last data set we published mainly refers to Sudanese ammunition that were delivered to the opposition, SPLA-IO, between October and December 2014. Which is quite an interesting indication in the sense that it provides fact-based evidence of the fact that there is what we consider to be most likely a direct supply line.
Do you think this might also show that there are reasons to fear that some other Sudanese arms are circulating around South Sudan and in the neighboring countries? For instance, some regional MPs in northern Kenya have reported the fact that some Sudanese arms have been used and circulating in the region of Turkana, while it's a place with pastoralists and there's also lots of conflicts. I think it's the same also in Central African Republic, where some Sudanese arms are also circulating. Would you draw the conclusion that it's worrying for the whole region?
I think it is. It is a very concerning trend. I would not say that all the circulation or all the presence of Sudanese arms or ammunition in the region reflect the same mechanism. We don't have evidence to say, for instance, that the weapons or the ammunition circulating in the Turkana area were provided deliberately from Sudan. But we do have a fairly consistent set of data indicating that there is Sudanese manufactured, certainly ammunition and some weapons as well. But there are a lot of ammunition and weapons, Sudanese manufactured, or some of them may be manufactured in third countries that transited through Sudan. I would say almost in all the regions of the continent, including places like Cote d'Ivoire, for instance, DRC, but also, as you said, Central African Republic, South Sudan. And therefore, some end up, I would say, in the circulation, in the local and tricky transborder circulation, like in the Turkana and Karamoja and pastoralist areas in Uganda, Kenya and South Sudan, most likely, yes.
The other worry is if Khartoum is deliberately supplying rebels. But for Roland Marshall, senior researcher on Central and East Africa, there will be no end to the trade without a political solution to the conflict.
It's of course a concerning development. We have to look at this issue very, very seriously, as I think currently the regional organization IGAD is trying to do. Nevertheless, the issue of circulation of weapons in that part of the country is not new. The key issue is more how we stop the conflict than how we stop the flow of weapons, because the two are of course connected. Questions: weapons are going to circulate and of course provoke new incidents, and this has been the case already for more than nearly 30 years. So it's not new. It's extremely concerning. It brings a number of diplomatic issues, but the ability to address it will be very much linked to the stance adopted by neighboring states, Sudan, of course, Ethiopia as well, and increasingly Kenya and Uganda.
The surge of Sudanese arms in East and Central Africa might therefore worsen the weak political response to the ongoing conflict in South Sudan, with the looming danger of increasingly affecting the entire region.